I can't hear you.
I don't have.
Live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Dura. I am America's voice. America first kind of guy, but I am willing to call it as I see it every day. You may not like it that way. You may. Either way, it's the way I roll, so get used to it. It's where we are. Here are three big things you need to know right now. One, in Illinois, more than 70 county sheriffs are saying they will not enforce new gun control laws they say are simply unconstitutional, setting up a real gun. Number two, in Switzerland, the World Economic Forum and its preposterous leader, Klaus Schwab, is rolling out a plan to crank up censorship worldwide, including right here in the United States. And number three, there have been few times that I have seen a White House so completely off balance and off message. It's pretty remarkable. We're watching a political meltdown in real time and a political party seemingly unable to arrest the fall. Joe Biden's West Wing has completely lost control of the story over the continuing fallout from numerous disclosures of classified documents found in a variety of places, including a former office of the Penn Biden Center that was in Washington, D.C., to the garage of one of his Delaware homes. Yeah, the garage with his prized Corvette. The administration seems totally incapable of answering basic questions, like how did the documents end up in these places or who put them there? To the more pressing questions of why they failed to report the discoveries, even though some of the documents were found at least 6 days before the critical midterm elections. All of the confusion, the doublespeak, the deflecting of the questions that are coming hard and fast, and then the fumbling of Joe Biden himself while reading a prepared statement at the end of last week when he protested the idea that something was wrong and pointed to the fact that his garage was locked. He did that with Peter Ducey, of course. The bottom line truth is Joe Biden's handling of classified documents as a former vice president was far more reckless than Donald Trump's treatment of documents as a former president. Joe Biden cannot defend the fact that before any documents could have ended up at the Penn Biden Center, they had to have been somewhere else first because the center didn't even open for more than a year after Biden left his post as vice president. That's a key question. Who took the documents and why? Where were they in the interim before they were discovered in that office? I mean, Democrats were screaming with glee and applauding when the FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home under the banner of securing sensitive documents. But now, they're almost universally singing a different tune, claiming that Trump's behavior was somehow worse. They're clearly unable to justify that assertion, and the reason is they cannot. Even the search for documents was botched badly by the Biden team, and CNN was among those pointing it out. Democrat Jimmy Raskin rolls out the massive double standard Democrats are using to defend the defenseless discovery of classified documents in at least four places now that Biden had kept them. Listen to this.
Comer raises an interesting question, which is why the president's lawyers who do not have security clearances doing these searches at the Penn Biden Center here in Washington, at the president's Greenville, Delaware home, why are they? I mean, they don't have the proper security clearance. Shouldn't FBI agents or Justice Department officials actually be doing the searching?
Well, that's one of the things we can look at. What is the proper thing for a former president to do if he finds that there are government documents or classified documents that are in his possession? And my understanding is they did the right thing by immediately alerting the archives and turning them over that day. But maybe there's a different procedure for dealing with them that we are unaware of. And that's a meaningful thing that we could look at. But obviously, we don't want to turn this into just a political football. And it's a bit disturbing to me that people who are saying there was no problem with what Donald Trump did, which was to defiantly reject any cooperation in turning over hundreds of classified documents, are upset about President Biden's voluntary and rapid turnover of a handful of documents that they found.
So far left socialist stooge Democrat Jamie Raskin pretty well sums up the defense of Joe Biden. Well, he did the right thing and Donald Trump is a criminal. There's just no comparison. But let's be clear, Raskin was wrong there. Joe Biden is a former vice president, not a president, as he phrased it there, and therefore had no legal right to possess those documents that I can ascertain. They claim that he does, but I can't find it. But on CNN, Jake Tapper, a mouthpiece for those on the left, tried to explain the VP can declassify documents. I can't find that. And under what circumstances can they declassify vice presidents? CNN, they take seriously the ability to help their teammates in blue. Listen to this.
Trump lied about not having classified documents, did not keep them in a secure location, did not comply with a subpoena, but said he had. And that search warrant, which Trump forced out into the open through his legal machinations, that cited laws that Trump might have violated, including the Espionage Act.
It's my understanding that President Trump did let the National Archives go through on numerous occasions, Mar-a-Lago looking at the documents. What my understanding is, and again, we don't know because we haven't been briefed, was that President Trump was arguing with National Archives over what is classified and what is not. As we've heard the president say before, the president has the authority to declassify documents. Now, the question is whether or not the president actually declassified the documents. The vice president does not have the authority to declassify
documents. Actually, the vice president does have.
There's a big difference.
The vice president does. I'm not saying.
We don't.
The vice president does have that authority.
We disagree that the vice president does.
Yeah. And Comer pointed out, that's James Comer, of course, congressman, going to be the chair of the Oversight Committee, pointed out the biggest problem for the Biden administration is one ugly mistake after another, and each one calls into question the integrity of those running the country right now. Integrity. Comer hammered the fact that Biden's team was still working to, as they say, CYA. After the special counsel was appointed, after the special counsel was in place, they're still digging through documents. They should stop. But they didn't listen.
Well, my concern is that the special counsel was called for, but yet hours after that, we still had the president's personal attorneys who have no security clearance still rummaging around the president's residence looking for things. I mean, that would essentially be a crime scene, so to speak, after the appointment of a special counsel. So, you know, we have a lot of questions for the National Archives. We have a lot of questions for the Department of Justice, and hopefully we'll be getting some answers very soon.
Yeah, hopefully. The question is that I'm going to ask after the break, and I want you to think about this. Could they be this incompetent? Your knee-jerk reactions probably will. Yes, Steve, of course they made that incompetent. Or is there something else going on? Look, it's not a big secret that a lot of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run again. It's not a big secret that a lot of Democrats don't want him to run. Millions of Americans don't want him to run. But a lot of Democrats don't either. They think that he'll be a handicap. I mean, every time he walks to the podium, his handlers are trembling and sweating like a dog trying to pass a peach pit. Just shaking, because they never know what he's going to say. Yeah, that's what I said, a dog passing a peach pit. Write that one down, you'll need it in the future. Fact of the matter is, they're scared to death of Joe Biden running in 24, so maybe there's something else going on. We're going to explore that question, that possibility, after the break. Good to have you here. Good to be back after my trip to Graceland. Well, hey, it was time. All right, quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System. delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.